Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Now you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our new friend, Charlotte Allen. She's soon to be an old friend, though. She's a member of the Manhattan Institute's organization. She's the Sorrel Freedom Trust Media Fellow there, and she's written books, many books. She's published in many different important publications, and she and I are talking about President Obama's plan to funnel $8 billion toward community colleges. And by the way, Charlotte, that's Manhattan-Institute.org is your website there at the Manhattan Institute. But is there another website you'd like to give us?
Well, Minding the Campus, the publication, the web publication that I write for, has its own website, which is MindingTheCampus.com.
MindingTheCampus.com. They can find out more about what's happening with regard to higher education, public policy, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay, so check that
out.
I write regularly,
and we have other contributors.
Charlotte's position is that President Obama wants to spend $8 billion and funnel that toward community colleges. I think he's identified a problem that needs to be solved. I think we definitely need. I said two presidential elections ago, Charlotte, that if one of these candidates would make retraining Americans a major part of their plank in their platform, that they could win with that. Nobody's done it. So now the president's come out and said, let's do something about this. I applaud him for that. But your issue is not that we don't – you're not saying we don't need to train more people. Your issue is how he's doing it, it sounds like. And I agree, throwing $8 billion at college administrators is a scary thought. Go ahead.
Yes, it's like a big cookie jar, you know, when you think it boils down to about $8 million per institution, since we have about 1,000 community colleges in the country. And it's one of those things. I mean, human nature being what it is, a lot of that money is not going to end up producing a lot of retrained people.
And one other thing, Charlotte, it must be noted that President Obama's skill at picking winners and losers does not have a good track record.
And he's already talking. He talked in that speech about training people for green jobs. And so far, number one, green jobs simply haven't materialized. And number two, the heavily subsidized green industries haven't done very well, as we know from the Solyndra bankruptcy.
If this $8 billion is intended to go toward green jobs, then that's – I haven't heard – if that's what he is saying, then I do completely disagree with that.
Yeah, so that's one problem. I mean, that it's not the only focus. He's been talking about high tech and healthcare and so forth, which is fine. But I just start to worry that people will be trained for industries that haven't shown that they can make a profit in, which means industries that haven't shown that they can be viable.
And I don't have a problem with jobs, Charlotte, and I'm sure you don't either. If you're like me, I have a problem with presidents picking winners and losers.
Oh, no, that's a big problem. Politicians in Washington who basically don't know much about how a real economy runs. And I'm not saying that community colleges don't have, some of them have excellent training programs. They tend to be small. They tend to rely on private, either nonprofit, usually maybe grants from nonprofit entities, such as the National Institute of Manufacturers has a nonprofit wing called the Manufacturing Institute, and it gives grants to community colleges and vocational colleges to train people and to get them to qualify for industry-wide certificates.
I'll tell you another thing, Charlotte, that they ought to do. They ought to bring in the local Chamber of Commerce, because the Chamber of Commerce is the nexus, can become the nexus between industry, education, and higher education, the community colleges, and K-12. A lot of chambers of commerce are very closely connected to their K-12 education systems, and their members are the local industry, and they also have members who are part of the higher education. The Chamber of Commerce needs to be part of this partnership.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I would agree with you that there doesn't seem to be much envisioning. I mean, he does talk about partnerships with local businesses, but the language there is sort of vague. Like, how is that?
Right.
How exactly are those partnerships going to be implemented? And as you say, the best way to implement them is to involve the private sector as much as possible, because it's the private sector that's going to be doing the hiring.
The truth is, Charlotte, if we did it right, if we did it where you brought in the right partners and there was a plan that really was going to execute and get Americans trained for 21st century jobs, $8 billion wouldn't be enough. I don't think you and I are quibbling over $8 billion, but it wouldn't be enough if it was done right. The need is there. What do you think?
I think that that's true. I'm not sure that $8 billion in federal money going straight to the community colleges might be the best way to do it. But I think that there is a great need for training and retraining workers. It used to be that if you graduated from high school and had taken a few basic, not even college prep math courses, you could get a job, say, in drafting training.
I got to wrap it up. We're running out of time. Will you come back another day and keep us posted on how this is going?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a really, really important issue, preparing workers for real jobs.
Thank you, Charlotte. Charlotte Allen, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.